it okay? Haven't do the testing this morning.
That's okay.
Okay, 我们先一起祷告。
我们现在开始祷告。
就是圣灵给我们能够在这里奉你名来聚集，找到我们一起的互相的勉励、激励爱心，直到来日越来越近，给我们在这很好的教会里面能够一起的来服侍你，教导我们能够彼此的互相的 submit to each other， 也彼此的服侍。感谢主，奉主的圣名祈求。We're going to continue in the series of the First Peter.
我们继续学习我们的彼得前书。
And today we're going to talk about First Peter chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 11.
我们今天谈论是彼得前书第四章一到十一节。
Now, First Peter is a letter that wrote to the church under persecution at that time.
彼得前书呢是关于彼得对那个在那个受压迫的教会的一封信。
It's an encouragement to the church then on how to live out their faith under such difficult times.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, so 他是鼓励我们在生活在苦难中又如何又能把那个信仰活出来。
So chapter 4 verse 1 to 11 is a sequel of chapter 3 verse 18.
在第四节的一
It's a sequel, you know.
那个第三章十八节呢是第四章的结果。
Indicator, okay. So the 七章十一节 four 是一个 sequel， 是它的连续 ，okay， 上面
是个连续。
Okay. And what chapter 3 verse 18 talk about is what Christ has done for the believers, for the believers.
所以，第三章十八节谈的是，耶稣基督为我们做了什么
？The righteous for the unrighteous.
以义代替不义。
And so the chapter 4 verse 1 to verse 11 is talk about.What should our response then?
那个彼得前书四章一到十一节谈论是我们应该怎样呼应。
Okay, so let's read this. Let's all stand and read this 11 verses first. Okay.
现在我们站起来来读。
基督，
基督既在肉身受苦。他们也将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在适度余下度过。因为往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经到了。他们在这些事上见你们与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也存有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按照人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。万物的结局尽了，所以他们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相之不发怨言，个人要照所有的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩典的好管家。若有讲道的，要按照神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
请坐。
This is the first time we work together.
Yeah, 第一次。
And I'm an old guy, so she's more nervous, you know.
Very nervous.
Okay, anyway, basically.This chapter, this 11 verse, from verse 1 to verse 6, it talks about what we should give up for Christ's sake.
所以基本上从第一节到第六节谈论时，我们为了耶稣应该舍弃什么。
And verse 7 to verse 11 basically talk about how we should live out our faith.
第七到十一节是谈论我们应该怎样把我们的信仰活出来。
So it's about what we should put off and what we should put on.
所以是关于我们应该舍弃什么，应该装备起什么来。
So from verse 1 to verse 6 is that what we should give up for Christ's sake.
所以从1到6节是谈论我们为了耶稣应该舍弃什么。
And it basically says we should give up the way we used to live.
基本上就是谈论我们为了我们要舍弃我们过去的生活方式。
And that's debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousings, and detestable idolatries.
所以这就是行邪淫，邪淫、恶欲、醉酒，家宴什么，sorry， 情瘾并可误拜偶像的事。
It's a long list. What we done is detestable to God. Okay.
这是很长的一个例子。
And then Peter explains how we go by doing it.
当然也解接着就解释我们应该怎样才能做到。
First, he reminds the believers that what Christ has done for them.
首先他提醒所有的信徒，耶稣为我们是如何做到的。
Christ suffered for us in His body.
耶稣在把他的肉身献出来了。
So what should our response be then?
那我们应该怎样回答呢？
So in verse 1, after explaining what Christ has done,
在第一节在解释了耶稣基督为我们做了什么之后，
Then he put down, therefore.
然后他就说，所以。
Since Christ has suffered this in his body for us, what should our response then?
因为神为我们献出了肉身，我们应该怎样呼应？
And so in verse 1, you see that since Christ suffered in his body, so arm yourself with the same attitude.
在第一节说，因为基督在肉身受苦，那我们应该以怎样的心智？
我们讲同样的心智。
我们应该将同样的心智作为兵器。
Now, what kind of attitude is that?
那么这是怎样的态度呢？
It's the attitude that we are willing to suffer with Christ at the same time, you know, together.
这个态度应该是我们愿意为神来受苦。
Now the reason?
原因是
The reason is that by the time we are suffered in our body, we are done with sin.
在我们为神而经历肉体的受苦的时候，我们就与罪断绝了。
And what's the result by the time we are done with sin?
这个结果又是怎么样呢？当我们与罪断绝之后。
Then in verse 2 we talk about as a result they do not live the rest of their life, earthly life for evil human desires.
那么结果就是第二节所说的，从此之后我们就可以过着无罪的生活。
And also that, but rather that we will live for the will of God.
而是我们为了神而生活。
So what are those evil desires?
那么这些有罪的欲望都是什么呢？
And that's what we just read about in verse 3.
这就是我们第三节所读的。
Okay, all those stuff, debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry, that we just read the list.
行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事。
Now I believe most of us here have not suffered physically for our faith.
我相信我们中的很多人并没有因为我们的信仰而受到身体当中的苦难。
Does that mean we are all doomed because we can never be separate from sin then?
那是不是就注定我们永远都不可以和罪分离的呢？
That's what it seems like Peter saying in verse 2, who those who suffer physically, you know, in the body, we separate, done with sin.
因为那个彼得在第二节说，如果我们在身体上受苦，我们就可以与罪隔离。
You might be easy to understand that by the time we are undergoing sufferings, for example, we are being beat up, you know, and being put in jail for our faith.
身体上的受苦难就是，比如说我们被打，我们因为信仰而被投入监狱。
It's understand under those circumstances, we won't think about those all these things right here.
如果你的身体在经受苦难的时候，你就没有心思在想这些个罪恶的事情。
How about they have a break?From suffering.
如果在那个苦难中间苦难结束的时候怎么办？
Does that mean that they are destined to sin again?
是不是就是说他们又开始重新陷入到最终了呢？
It sounds like God is a God who enjoys seeing His people to suffer, right?
听起来好像神是一个愿意看到人们受苦的一个神。
I put you through this for your good.
我让你来经历这些是为了你的好。
Sorry, that's the other way, okay? So besides seeing you suffer, you know, that's the only way to see it.
对不起，这是唯一的方式，就是让你能够经历这些苦难。
But if we carefully on verse one,
如果我们仔细读第一节。
The emphasis is not you suffer physically.
的强调不是在你在身体上受到苦难。
The emphasis is arming yourself with the same mind.
那个强调是你用这个同样的这种心智来
作为兵器。
嗯
，OK。What is saying that if we have this kind of willingness to suffer, to go into suffering with Christ, it will have the same effect.
只要我们在有这种态度，我们愿意为神在肉身上受苦，这会起到同样的作用。
And this is what Paul talked about, pretty much the same thing, you know, that about a Christian life should be.
这个保罗也基本上谈的都是同样事情，关于基督徒的生活。
And let's read this two verses together, three verses together, okay?
我们现在读这两节。
所以。
不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从生死的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在法律之下，乃在恩典之下。
There's a white BMW license plate VQI something. Please move your car.
白的 BMW 车要
You're blocking someone. Yeah, yeah. I mean he's moving. Okay. Now here you see that there's a lot of active words here.
所以你看呢，有很多主动的词。
Do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
不要让罪在你的那个肉体上。
And three times they do not offer yourself, your body.
Three times.
不要献你的身体。
不要把你的身体献给罪。
Okay, and then do not offer but offer yourself to God.
而把你的身体献给神。
So these are active actions. We have to willingly make this kind of choice.
所以这是一个很主动的行为，我们必须愿意来做这样的决定。
So Paul encourages believers to take actions against sin.
所以保罗鼓励大家要行动起来抵抗罪。
Christian living demands or requires active decisions.
基督徒的生活需要大家主动的去决定一件事情。
It's not just passively say, "Oh, let God's will be done on me. That's it." And then you lay back and relax.
不是说我们就坐在那里希望神的做工在我身上，然后就在那等。
It's a matter of our will. You know, we have to actively participate.
这是关乎于我们必须主动的去参与。
Peter here pretty much say the same thing.
彼得也基本上说了同样的事情。
Arm ourselves with that mentality of suffering.
我自己也在。
有这样的存在你的心智，受苦的心智。
我自己也存在这种受苦的心智。
So the result is that we are separate ourselves from sin.
结果就是我们把我们自己和与罪就隔离了。
When you think about it, that comes an interesting question then.
当你这么想的时候，又出现一个有趣的问题。
What's the difference between Christianity and all other religions?
基督教和其他的宗教又有什么区别呢？
And no, other religions will say, okay, you try to be a good person, okay, you try your way, try your best to be a good person.
所以所有的宗教都要求你试着做一个好人。
And Christianity also, you know, demands you to participate to be good, you know, to take actions to be good.
基督教也要求你主动的去参与，用行动来做一些好事。
But one big difference, one huge difference is that
一个最大的区别是
is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的存在。
And this is what in verse 14, you know, the latter part of the chapter says, which is not included in today's text.
所以这就是这一节经文所说的。
So First Peter chapter 4, verse 14.
彼得前书第四章第十四节。
So, because if you suffer for Christ's sake, you are blessed. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
你们认为基督的名受辱骂便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
No one can ever live a life pleasing to God by his own effort.
没有人可以依靠自己的努力过一种完全符合神的意愿的生活。
Only the Holy Spirit make it possible.
只有圣灵才能使这种事成为可能。
We have this simple nature in us, okay, and we will follow our nature if there's no outside intervention.
我们的自然属性是有罪的，如果没有外在的干扰，我们会按照这种罪性自然属性生活下去。
Notice that this is a decision. Peter wants us to make the decision.
这是一种决定，彼得要求我们来做这样的决定。
It is not.Saying that I decide to do this, I decide to do that.
不是说我决定做这个或决定做那个。
It's the decision to follow Christ's example into His step.
这个决定是跟随耶稣的脚步。
And it's this decision to follow Jesus at all times.
来跟随耶稣，在就是时时刻刻都要跟随耶稣。
Even to a point that we'll obtain, you know, we receive.Physical sufferings.
甚至在当我们会肉体上受到痛苦的时候，
甚至到一个地步，我们愿意。
甚至到这种地步，我们肉体受到痛苦。
Only at that by the time we make this decision, then God can work in our life to make us separate from God, from sin.
所以，只有当我们做了这种决定，神才有可能在我们身上做工，让我们与罪隔离。
Now, what is the motivation behind this then?
那么。这样做的背后的动机是动力是什么呢？
It's because we will face God one day and be judged one day.
这就是因为我们有一天会面见神，会被神审判。
The same reality is being also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
所以在希伯来书九章二十七节也提到了同样的事情。
That we are destined to die once and afterwards face judgment.
按照定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
所以从这里看来啊，把他们 see this, there's no reincarnation, right?
在什么？
没有轮回这回事。
啊，没有轮回啊。Okay.
Because everyone only die once, okay? No second death, okay?
每个人都会死一次，没有第二次。
The one I brought up is because someone told me the Bible has talked about reincarnation. I said, no, the Bible never talked about reincarnation. Okay.
是人家说，耶稣圣经是谈论那个轮回，但实际上没有轮回。
圣经谈到没有那个死一次，可是 reality is we are going to face Jesus.
现实是我们会面对，有一天会面对耶稣。
Now we know that God wants us to separate us from sin.
现在我们知道神要我们与罪断绝。
And He gives His Holy Spirit to help us to achieve this.
他还给我们圣灵来帮助我们达到这样。
But the reality is, we look around you, many believers are still living in sin.
但是现实中我们可以看到许多信徒还活在罪中。
In Sunday school, we had some discussion on this verse 1.
在那个周日主日学，我们曾经讨论过这样的一个经节。
Yeah, verse 1 says, because whoever suffers from in the body is done away with sin.
因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
And so we talk about how do we experience this sin-free life.
然后我们就谈论怎样才能体验这种无罪的生活。
Knowing in your head is one thing.
在你脑子里明白是一件事情。
Transforming this head knowledge into your life experience is a totally different story.
把这种脑子里的知识转变成行为上，又是一个不同的故事。
转变你的经验，
从你的经验上。
So some people say that a lot of people missing heaven by 18 inches.
有的人说，有的人离那个天堂只差。18 inches.
Eighteen inches. They know it here, but they don't accept it here.
他们在脑子里知道，但在心里没有接受。
Many Christians also have the same problem.
许多的基督徒也有同样的问题。
They know it here, but they transform doesn't transform God's word here.
他们在脑子里知道，但是没有在心里转变成到心里的。
Couple Fridays ago in the evening fellowship.
在几天以前，在一个星期五的晚上的一个。
One of the group members, one of the group members for the subject, how do you experience God's presence?
我们组的一个组员说，你怎样提问？你怎样才能体验神的存在
？It is. I think you can ask this question from a different manner.
我想，这就是你可以问这样问题，从不同的角度。
It's pretty much saying how do I transfer my head knowledge into my experience knowledge, experiential knowledge.
要么就是把我们脑子的知识转换成我心里的体验。
Okay. Or how can we transfer Christ's experience into my life?
我们怎样才能把神的经耶稣的经验转换成我们自己的生活
？I've been thinking about this for a long time.
我一直在考虑这样的问题。
Sometimes God is so near, and sometimes it's not so.
有的时候神好像离我们很近，有的时候又好像很远。
We tell people, don't go by your feelings. Okay, just follow what the Bible teaches you.
我们告诉人们不要跟着感觉走，只是跟着圣经的教导走。
Okay, but human is an emotional being, right?
但是人是一个属于感性的。
We cannot expect one live like a machine.
我们不能期待人们生活的好像机器一样。
Just feed them God's word and they'll live accordingly in a godly way.
我们只要喂给他们圣经的教导，他们就可以活出按照圣经就活出来了。
Is that so?
是这样吗？
We all have a desire to feel to get closer to God, okay?
我们都是决定了来与神接近。
我们很盼望。
很
We all desire to that.
Desire.
Yeah. And want to desire to have some experience to make us excited about the gospel.
我们都期望着关于神的事情可以让我们情感上能够得到激动。
Many years ago, when I in a communion service, you know, then were a Christian training in San Francisco.
许多年前在旧金山的一个训练营中，的一个圣餐服务中。
Tears just suddenly flow down my face, and for no reason.
眼泪就从就是无缘无故的就流了出来，我自己的眼泪。
And at that very short moment, of just a few minutes, I felt the joy and then feel the closeness of the Lord.
就在短短几分钟，我就感受到了喜乐和神的同在。
And that only happened once, okay? Not all the time. That only happened once.
只发生过一次，再没有发生过。
I seldom brought up this kind of this experience.
我很少跟人提起这事。
But we all want to be get close to God, feel close to God, okay?
但是我们都想能够感受到和神亲近。
But the reality is that as long as we live in this body, we are separate, we are away from God.
但现实是，只要我们生活在这个肉体中，我们就与神相离，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。
There will always be some kind of separation between us and God.
就是总是有各种各样的分离 between 在我们和神之间。
As long as we live in this world.
只要我们生活在这个世界上
that means that we can never get close to God you know we be alive
那是不是就说在我们活的时候就永远不能与神亲近呢
yes perfect reunion perfect union with God that way until eternity
是的跟神完美的结合必须要等到在永生
but in this world we still get close we can still get close to God
但在这个世界上我们仍旧可以与神接近
and I've been thinking about this how
我一直在想怎样才能接近呢
this is my personal experience and no
这是我个人的一个经验
only by trust and obey
只能通过信靠和顺服
as no other shortcut
没有其他的捷径
and in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22
在撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
This is what Samuel told King Saul at the time.
这是那个撒母耳告诉扫罗王的这个事情。
Let's read it together, okay?
我们一起读。 撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
So does it mean that everyone's doing the same thing then?
那是不是意说我们每个人都在做同样的事情呢？
And in Philippians, Paul tells us no.
在那个腓立比书，保罗说不是。
We just live up to whatever state we are in, whatever state we are in, we live up to that stage.
然后我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么去行。
We walk according to our maturity level.
我们根据我们的成熟度来行事。
Don't force our standard on someone else, okay?
不要把我们的标准强加于人。
God gives each one of us different temperament.
神给我们每个人不同的属性。
And different interests,
不同的兴趣
different talents,
不同的才干
different ways to learn,
不同的方式去学
So every one of us is going to approach him differently.
所以每个人都是将会以不同的方式来接近神
There's no fixed format, okay?
没有一个固定的公式
I hesitate to tell people, you have to, once you get up, you have to do your devotion.
Once you
get up, you know, your first thing you have to do your devotion. 一起床你要做灵修 okay?
Okay.
So I don't want to tell people that because I read Bible at night, okay?
我不告诉人家我在晚上读经。
Because when I woke up, my eyes still not open. I'm still not like a clear mind, okay? I have to work. So I just say, okay, I'll do my Bible study before I go to bed.
Because in the morning, when my eyes are opened, I have to have work and other things. So I just read the Bible at night.
So there's no fixed format. How do you approach God, okay?
So there's no fixed format. How do you approach God,
okay? And when I think about this, just a couple of general rules, I personally, you know, that's my own experience.
这是我有一个个人的经验。
Okay.Sharing a couple of things. The first thing you have to do is you know the word of God well.
所以第一件事你要做到的是你必须要了解很好的去了解神的话语。
认识神的话语 ，okay?
Yeah.
Because the Bible says your word is the light lamp to my feet and a light on my path.
因为圣经说你的话是我脚前的灯，我路上的光。
And God also tells us to meditate on His word day and night.
神也告诉我们你要想神的话白天晚上都要
So basically you have to know God's word well
所以基本上就说你必须要了解神的话语非常好的了解
The second principle I follow is let the peace of Christ rule in your heart
第二个准则是你要让神的话来主宰你的心大家叫基督的平安在你心里做主
And when you do something wrong, then God can remind you, you are walking wrong, okay? You better correct yourself.
所以你如果做错了什么事，神会提醒你，你要改过来。
And this is something I want to share. It's not, no. Everyone may share different things. This is my experience, okay?
所以每个人都有不同的经验，这是我的经验。
Now, after Peter talked about what we should put off.
好，既然是彼得已经谈了，我们应该舍弃什么
？And what's the driving force behind it?
背后的动机是什么
Then he talked about what we should put on.
那么现在他开始谈论我们应该装备些什么
And what's the driving force behind it?
背后的动机是什么
Now Peter first reminded that the believer then the end is near.
彼得首先提醒大家末世临近了
That's in verse 7, okay?
第七节
And it has been over 2,000 years.
已经两千。
After Peter made this statement.
所以彼得发表这个声明之后，已经两千多年过去了。
But he's not the only one who makes this kind of statement that the end is near.
他不是唯一的一个人发表过声明说这个结局近了。
And the book of James, you know, James.
雅各书。
And also the author of Hebrews also mentioned that the end is near.
雅各书、希伯来书也都提到了同样的事情。
Are they wrong?
他们都错了吗？
No, I think to me it just shows that the human side of the author.
在我看来，他们只是显示了他们人作为人类的一个特性。
人性的一面。
人性的一面。
Okay.
Okay.
So Because they are looking forward to the coming of the Lord.
因为他们期待着，神的回归。
So they just thinking, okay, the end is near, the end is near. Look, Jesus, come back, Jesus, come back, okay?
所以他们就期待着每一天神的
回归。Because they are looking forward to it.
因为他们一直期待着这件事情。
And then he said, after saying that, and then he said, therefore.
然后他就说，所以。
So first, remind them the end is near.
首先呢是万物结局近了。
And then tell them, therefore, what you should do.
然后他说，你应该做什么？
And Peter followed them by what they should do to prepare for this end.
所以接着彼得就说，我们应该做什么来为这个末世做准备？
So what should they do?
那么我们应该做什么呢？
So we read here, right? What should they do?
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
And sober mind, right? So you may pray.So this is what Peter wants them to do.
这就是彼得要他们做的。
Does he stop here?
那么他在这就停下来了吗？
And then he made the most important statement.
然后他就做了一个最重要的一个。
On verse 8, what did he say?
在第八节他说的是最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Above all means the most important agenda. It is.What is the most important agenda on Peter's list?
所以在彼得的单子上，哪一个是最重要、最要紧的呢？
Love one another, right?
Yeah, 互相彼此切实相爱。
The first two is just prepare you for the last item.
前两个是要把你准备起来。为了这个最后的一件事情。
It's the mental preparation for you.
是一个精神上的准备，是为你做的精神上的准备。
Be alert and be sober mind.
要警醒，要以一种自守的心态。
And then also be prayerful, okay?
然后要准备好。
But the most proper agenda in Peter's list is how to live out this life among the others.
所以最重要的，在那个彼得的这个单子上，这个列子上最重要的是，我们要跟周围人应该怎样一起
彼此相爱，
彼此相爱。
Okay, so this is the most important thing. Okay, to live out what is in you.
把你内心的生活活出来，这是最重要的。
Love is the indicator of Christian growth.
爱是一种指示，就是基督生命的一种指示。
基督徒长进的一个指标。
指标呀。
Yeah, 一个指标。Okay.
嗯。
So by the time you want to know whether someone is growing in Christ or not, just look at the way they love. Okay, you can tell.
就是看一个基督徒在生命中有没有成长，只要看他对周围人的爱就能看出来。
Jesus teaches us that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord and to love your neighbor.
耶稣告诉我们最大的诫命是要爱你的神和爱你的邻居。
This is mentioned in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38.
所以在马太福音22章37-39提到的是。
The biggest commandment is love God, and the second one is to love your fellow man.
所以第一个诫命是要爱神，第二个要爱你周围的人。
And then according to Peter, he pretty much say the same thing.
所以根据彼得他也说的是同样的事情。
What does love include here in Peter?
What's
love include according to Peter?
根据那个彼得这些爱都包括什么呢？
It includes the forgiveness.Of others' wrongdoing against you.
包括首先呢，要原谅周围人对你犯的错。
He talk about is just that love can cover multitude of sins.
因为爱可以遮盖遮掩许多的罪。
So because of love, we can overlook a lot of people's sin against me. Okay.
所以因外因为爱，我们可能把许多可能增加了机会让别人犯对我们犯了许多的犯错。
No, we can 可以原谅人家对我们。
哦，我们可以原谅 forgive, okay.
Yeah, forgive, okay, 原谅。
我们可以原谅人家对我们犯的错。
And love also means serving each other.
爱也包括我们要为周围人献出我们自己。
要彼此服侍 ，OK。So this is just in verse 10, OK, chapter 10, in verse 10, talk about that.
第十节就像第十节所说的。
So we have to serve each other with our gifts.
所以我们要为彼此服侍。
用我们的
才干彼此服侍。
Now God gave each one of us different abilities.
神给我们每个人不同的能力。
In the church circle, we call it spiritual gifts.
所以在教会里我们管它叫神的恩赐，圣灵的恩赐。
Okay. And maybe on our jobs, we call them natural talents or whatever.
可能在、
okay.
工作上我们管它叫天才或者是。
才干吧。
才干。
不是天才，没有多少天才。
Okay.
才干。Okay. Anyway, in any event, the purpose of this special abilities God given to us is to serve other people.
OK, 在任何情况下神给我们这种才干的目的是让我们去服侍其他人。
Now, since all these activities are from God, there's nothing for us to boast about.
Since
all these abilities, you know, are from God, okay? So we don't have anything to boast.
所以因为所有的能力都来自于神，所以我们没有什么可以值得自夸的。
But unfortunately, we boast all the time, right?
但不幸的是我们经常炫耀自己。
And in Jeremiah, God warned the people.
在耶利米书，神提醒了人们。
Okay, the wise man boasts not their wisdom, and the strong not boast against their strength, or the rich boast about their riches.
Yeah, 所以智慧人因他的智慧夸口。
不要
啊！勇士不要因他的勇力而夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
So what else you boast about, right? You boast about how smart we are.
那么我们还能自夸什么呢？我们夸我们自己多么聪明吗？
Okay, 那我们就很多时候就夸我们自己多聪明， right?
就是
we boast about how smart we are, okay?
我们都要自夸我们很聪明。
And we boast like the warriors, you know? We boast about how strong we are, you know?
这些勇士们经常夸口他们很强壮。
Okay, so have you seen those bodybuilders, you know?
你看过这些呀？这种
，It seems like they have so much muscle, they don't know where to put it. You know, so
就那种大力士把自己的肌肉都练得很强壮。
Okay, or we boast about how rich we are. You know how much money we have.
我们经常夸耀自己很富有，很多钱。
Not only we boast that, even within the church we boast.
我们不仅平时夸耀，我们在教会里我们也经常自夸。
This verse of the Bible.Cause a lot of misunderstanding.
这一节让大家可以明白很多。
It seems like Paul is encouraging them to pursue after the greater gift.
好像保罗在鼓励大家都不是
追求。
追求什么？
更大的恩赐。
追求更大的恩赐。
So he talk about that, right?
Yeah.
要求更大的恩赐。So you say.There's something gifts, some seems like some spiritual gifts are greater than the other.
Yeah, 好像有些属灵恩赐比其他的好像更大一些。
But this is the wrong interpretation. You read the original script, the text.
在如果你读了这个原话。
原文的时候。
原文，
Okay. It's talk about not Paul tells them to search, look for greater gifts.
好像是不是保罗在教他们去寻求更大的恩赐。
It's they themselves think that there are greater gifts.
是他们自己在想，他们自己本身是更大的恩赐。
So they're pursuing after the greater gifts. They think that greater gifts there, so they're pursuing after them.
因为他们知道有更大恩赐，他们总是祈求更大的恩赐。
他们认为有更大恩赐。
他们认为有更大恩赐，所以他们不断的祈求。
And that's the transition statement. Very interesting. And yet, I will show you the most excellent way.
但是就是这个。
最后一句。
这个就是你们，就是我现在要把最妙指示给你们。
最妙的道指示你。
最妙的道指示给你们。
Okay. This verse happened to be at the end of chapter 12.
这节发生，这节是在十二章的最后提出来。
We know that chapter 12 and chapter 14 talk about, or 1 Corinthians talk about spiritual gifts.
我们知道十二节和十四节谈的是十二章十四章谈的是哥林多前书的十二章十四章谈的是那个属灵的恩赐。
But Paul inserts chapter 13.
Paul inserts.
Insert.
Oh, insert.
插进来，十四章。 What is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talk about?
那么，哥林多前书十四章谈的是什么呢？
十三章。 In 12 and 14, you talk about spiritual gifts.
在十二和十四谈的是属灵的恩赐。
But between these two chapters, he put in chapter 13.
这两章他放了一个十三章。
What is chapter 13 about?
那么十三章谈论什么呢？
Come on, don't tell me you don't know chapter 13. Talk about what? Love. Right?
是关于爱,
love is patient, love is kind, love is all this, right?
爱是忍耐，爱是耐心，爱是。
So is love a spiritual gift?
是爱也是属灵的恩赐吗？
Is love a spiritual gift?
爱是属灵的恩赐吗？
How many say yes?
有说是的吗？
So if I don't love because I don't have this gift?
我不爱是因为我没有这个恩赐吗？
But what did Paul say here? What, how he described love here?
但是保罗在这里是怎样描述这个爱的呢？
Now I show you the what?
No.
The most excellent what? Way.
最大的妙道。
Okay? Not telling about what's the greatest excellent gift. It's talking about what's the shows the most excellent way.
所以保罗提到的不是什么更大的恩赐，而是告诉你最妙的恩赐是什么。
Our 道。
最妙的道是什么？
This is very important to understand that. You exercise all your spiritual gifts through love.
你通过爱来实践你所有的恩赐。
So that's why Paul's emphasis is not on what kind of spiritual gift you get.
所以保罗强调的不是你得到怎样的恩赐。
It's how you exercise your spiritual gift.
是你怎样实践你的恩赐。
The most important thing is you exercise this through love.
最重要的是通过爱来实践你的恩赐。
Because all these are from God, so no one to boast about.
因为所有都来自于神，所以没有什么可以值得自夸的。
Okay, so hope you understand better, okay? What's why this chapter is inserted between chapter 12 and chapter 14.
所以这你就明白为什么13章被插入12和14章之间。
And Peter reminded them later that we are the stewards of the talent.
所以后来彼得就提醒他们，我们是被授予所有的这些才干。
我们是他的管家，才干的管家, okay? And the purpose of this talent is for us to serve one another.
这个目的让我们得到这些才干是为了服侍其他人。
Last time I talked about, share about the role of jobs in our life.
上次我分享了我在工作当中的一个职责。
工作在我们生命里面的地位, okay? What does job means to us?
工作在我们生活当中意味着什么呢？
We are the only creature commanded by God to work.
在神的所有的创造物中，我们是唯一神命令我们要工作的。
唯一, okay. The only creature God commanded to work.
所以我们是唯一的创造物，神要求我们工作。
And you see, look at those dogs and cats, right? They just kind of sit around, eat and...
所以你看其他的创造物，他们只是待在那里。
Only God, only command man, you work.
所以我们这是唯一的神要求我们要工作。
And he also show us how to work. What's the pattern?
所以他还显示给我们干怎样工作。
Work 6 days and rest the 7th day.
工作6天,第7天休息。
So the working pattern in China right now is 997. It's not biblical, okay?
中国的工作模式是997。
Right now, it is 996 right now. Right? They want to promote to 997, okay? So from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, 7 days a week. No, that's not biblical, okay?
所以我们在中国是从早上9点工作到晚上9点,工作6天到7天。
Okay. Now, since our talent is a God-given gift, you know, to serve other people.
因为我们的才干是神交给我们，让我们去服侍其他人。
So that kind of attitude should be permeated through our work and our church life.
所以这样的才干应该被不仅要用于在我教会，也要用在我们的工作中。
And Jesus teaches us how to exercise this talent.
神也告诉我们怎样来实践我们这些的才干，应用。
In chapter 22 of Luke, talk about here.
在路加福音,
okay, so basically, the summarized idea is that the big, the great should serve the little.
所以基本上他说的就是大的要服侍小的。
And you understand that, you know, right away, this is just the opposite of what the world teaches us.
所以你可以看出这是和世界上我们的经验是正好相反。
Now think about these two terms, you know, there's a term called a leader and a director.
现在我们想想这两个词，一个是领导，一个是指挥。
主管的呀。主管。 So what's the difference between a leader and a director?
所以领导和主管的区别是什么？
In the company, you know, we have a lot of directors, right?
在公司里头我们有很多很多的主管。
But in the church, we call them leaders.
可是在教会我们管叫领导。
Very simple, right? Leaders lead, directors direct, right?
所以很简单，领导呢就是领路，主管呢就是命令。
Okay. So a leader stand in front of the people and show them how to do it by examples.
所以领导呢站在人们的前面来告诉人家应该怎么做，通过他们自己的做法。
以身为则, okay.
例子以身为则。
This is Jesus' way of teaching his disciples.
这就是耶稣的方式来教育他的使徒。
A director stays in the back and tells people what to do.
这些主管呢就站在后面来叫人家应该做什么。
That's what maybe most of your bosses are doing there.
That's what?
Most of your bosses are doing that.
这就是大多数老板们做的事情。
Okay, you do this, you do this. 分工合作。
你做这，你做那，大家分工合作。
And then he sit down and just enjoy himself.
他坐在那儿就在那享受。
So you see, in the church, there are leaders, not directors, okay?
所以在教会，我们是领导，而不是指挥。
I always remind myself how to carry myself on my job.
我经常提醒我自己，我怎样在工作中履行我自己的职责。
I'm always trying to remind myself that I'm there to lead and serve my group members.
所以我经常提醒我自己，我必须要做一个领路人来服侍我的组员。
It's not to tell them what to do.
不是教给他们要做什么。
So how about our service in churches? Service in church.
那么在教会里的服侍又是怎样的呢？
So basically, Peter talked about the service in church separate into two big categories.
所以基本上在彼得说，在教会里的服侍分两大类。
One is serving the word of God, right?
一个是呢是服侍，一个呢就是讲道的。话语上面的服侍。用话语上的服侍。
Okay, so 福音讲道。 Okay, so it's just serving the word, and one is serving people.
还有呢就是服侍人。
So anything else, you're not, as long as you're not teaching the word of God, then you know that you can, even though you know you set up the tables, you know you cook, you whatever, those are serving people, okay?
所以你如果不是来教导人讲道的，你可以呢做各种其他事情，比如说摆桌子啊什么，这都是服侍人。
And this kind of a separation is start from based on the Acts chapter 6, the early church.
这种分类呢是在使徒行传中开始的。
At that time, that there are some widows who have some daily necessity, they were not met.
在那个时候，有些个
寡妇，
他
们有需要 有些需要的，有些日常的需要。
哦，这些寡妇们有些日常的需要。
So then Peter say, well, it's not good for us to give up the teaching to serve these people.
我彼得就说，如果我们把我们的讲道给放弃了，去服侍那些人也不是好的。
So therefore, say, okay, you choose seven of you from among you.
所以他说，在你们七个中间选择。你们中间选择有
七个 okay, with good reputation and also filled with the Holy Spirit.
有好名声的，被圣灵充满的。
And then also have wisdom.
也被智慧充足的人。
And let them take care of this.
让他们来管理这事。
And you know one of them's name is Stephen, right?
你们都知道 Steve.
No, 其中有一个叫史蒂凡。
啊，其中有一个叫史蒂凡。Okay.
So.我是管厨房的，就是
管
厨房
的。I'm
always working in the kitchen. 我是管厨房的。Anyway, so, that's how this, and the one who served the word of God, we call elders.
用神的教导来服侍的，我们管它叫长老。
And those who serve in other areas, we call them deacons.
那些服侍其他方面的，我们管它叫执事。
So notice that they are not categorized by the nature of the service.
所以说他们不是他们是通过他们服侍的这个内容来分类。
Not by their spiritual maturity.
不是被他们的属灵上的成熟度来分类。
Doesn't mean the elders are more spiritual than the deacons, okay?
那么并不是意味着这些个长老们比这些执事们有更多属灵上的成熟。
All of them require the same spiritual quality that's pleasing to God.
他们所有人都需要同样的属灵上的质量来满足神，喜乐神，
取悦神，
取悦神。
Okay. So that's so one standard you have understood how God judges.
所以这样你就明白神是怎样来审判的。
God does not judge by on what we do.
神不是通过我们做什么来审判。
He judges on what kind of person we are in front of him.
他是通过我们是怎样的人来审判。
Okay, so understand that. Doesn't mean that by the time I stand here and preach, I must receive more blessings. No.
所以并不是说我在这里头讲道就说明我就能得到更多的blessing, 祝福。
Okay.
不是的。
As a matter of fact, I have more responsibility, so because I stand here and share the word of God.
实际上，我恐怕对神来说有更多的失望。
As we talk about that, God gave us the God gives us the assets to serve, and also gave us the ability to serve.
神不仅给了我们的能力去去服侍，而且
叫我们去服侍，
不仅叫我们去服侍，还给我们能力去服侍。
Now this is I mentioned before. This is called spiritual gifts in the church.
这就是我们前面提到的，教会里的属灵的恩赐。
And if you look at here, it seems like that we might have only in according to verse 10. So I'll go back to verse 10. Here.It seems like that we only have one gift, you know, whatever gift. It's singular.
Okay, 这是一个单数词，根据第十节，好像我们每个人只有一种恩赐。
Yeah, it seems like we only have one gift, right? I mean, it's a single gift.
好像我们只有一种恩赐。
I'm not sure about this, okay? I'm not really sure about
this. 我并不是很肯定关于这一点。
I see someone who can preach, who can sing, and, you know, who can cook, you know, and so.
就好像有的人可以讲道，有的人可以唱歌，有的人可以。
同时可以讲道，也可以
唱
歌，也可以什么 ,okay?
做厨房。
Okay. So, is there only one gift? I'm not really sure.
所以我不太肯定是不是每个人只有一种。
But one thing for sure is God wants us to focus on one.
但是我能肯定的是神要我们专一在一件事上。
专注服事上。Okay, this is talk about in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8.
所以这就是在罗马书上十二章六到八节。
Okay, we have different gifts here. Talk about we have different gifts.
所以他就说我们有不同的恩赐。
But then, if your gift is prophesizing, you know, then prophecy, according with your faith.
如果你的 gift 是什么 prophesizing?
你就读。
各有不同，或说预言的，或者当着信心的程度说预言。
Okay, if you're serving, then serve.
如果你是服执事，那么你就专一做执事。
If it's teaching, then teach.
如果你教导就专一教导。
If you're saying to encourage, then give encouragement.
如果做劝化就专一的去劝化。
So God wants us to focus on the area.
所以神要求我们专一的做集中在一件事情上。
Serving in the church is not a one-man show.
不是教会不是一个单人秀。
Okay. 让我不知道英文怎么讲，上到厅堂，下到厨房 ，you know。And you can do all things, you know. You can do all things in the church. No, God doesn't want us to serve.
对，不是说一个人可以管理所有的事情。
It's the believers as a group to demonstrate God's love and God's holiness.
是信徒作为一个整体来做事情，彰显神的荣耀。
It is always a group effort, so no one could boast.
所以永远都是一个集体的努力，所以没有人可以自夸。
This is what Jesus.Teaches his disciples.
这就是耶稣教导他的使徒们。
It's like he gives you a new commandment that you love one another.
他给你一个新的诫命，让你能彼此相爱。
And in verse 35, he says, "If they will know that you are my disciple, if you have love one for another."
所以在三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
It's not a one-man show. You yourself show the love of God. It's a group.
所以不是一个单人秀来显示他的爱，而是一个集体的教会里的集体的爱。
And they so talk about in Exodus chapter 19 verse 5 and 6.
所以这也在出埃及记的第十九章谈到。
And God remind them why did they call them out to be a holy country?
神提醒他们，他们为什么被呼出来？到一个 holy country
圣洁的国民
圣洁的
国
民
基督。So God, the Israel as a whole to show the holiness of God.
所以以色列是作为一个整体来彰显神的荣耀。
What is the ultimate goal for all this service?
那么所有这些服务的最终目的是什么呢？
It's verse the last part of verse 11.
这就是最后一部分，十一节最后一部分。
That God can be glorified in all occasions.
所以让神在所有的可以让神在凡事上，因为耶稣基督得荣耀。
So basically, God, we live our life, we live our Christian life. The ultimate purpose is God will get the glory.
所以我们做过一种基督徒的生命的目的是让神得荣耀。
Now, first of all, there's a book written to those Christians under persecution.
所以这彼得前书呢是写给那些在身体上受到苦难的基督徒们。
And encourage them how to live out their Christian faith, you know, under those difficult situations.
所以鼓励他们，即使在困难时期，也能把信仰活出来。
We might think that we are more fortunate because we live a relatively peaceful life.
所以我们可能想，我们很幸运，我们过着一种很和平的生活。
But historically, it's interesting. The church grows under adversities.
但是在历史上看，很有意思的是，教会成长是经历了重重的困难。
And it deteriorates under long peaceful periods.
在经历了很久的和平时期呢，它反而变得更差。
So once in a while, you see that God gives you some difficult times.Keep you awake, okay?
所以，过一段时间你会发现，神给你一些困难的经历，让你能够保持警醒。
Because by the time things go too smooth, we put down our guard, and we put down our guard and forget about God.
所以，当一切都很顺利的时候，我们把我们的戒备就会放下来。当我们放下我们的戒备的时候，我们就离神远了。
我有把神都忘记了。
把神忘记了。
Okay, that's human nature.
这是我们人的自然属性。
In whatever situation we are under right now, the message is the same.
无论在什么情况下，我们得到信息是一样的。
没有的，那个我们的the message.
我们的 message, 我们的信息是一样的。
信息都是一样的 ，okay? The first thing you have to remind yourself, the end is near.
所以首先你要提醒自己，末世来临了。
And the second thing is that we have to pay our deal before God.
第二件事我们要记住，我们。在神的面前，我们会要付出我们的。
Will be judged by God.
我们的代价，我们会被神所审判。
Okay, So whether you are under difficult situation or under peaceful situation.
所以无论你在困难的情况下，还是在和平的情况下，顺利的情况下。
So the question I ask you is, are you ready?
问题问的是，就是你是否准备好。
Okay, let's pray. Donald, can you pray for us?
Thank you for this, Jesus, and your greatness.